Hello and a very warm welcome to Monocle on Design Extra. It's a show brought to you by the team behind Monocle's dedicated weekly design program. I'm Nolan Giles. On today's show, we'll hear about the encouraging next steps for the design industry as it emerges from the pandemic. For Monocle's November issue, I penned an essay about why the next generation of designers are giving us cause for optimism. Let's hear it now. During the pandemic, there have been proclamations that, in the future, all surfaces would be sleek, easily cleanable, and germ-proof, that offices would see employees spread out widely, and that the boardroom was likely to be made redundant. Yet, surveying offerings from the world's biggest furniture companies and emerging practices across multiple September design weeks in London, Copenhagen, and Milan, this vision has largely been ignored by the design industry. Instead, showrooms were filled with plush new couches and chairs, and conversations at trade fairs about materials and surfaces tended to focus on warmth and tactility rather than how they would cope with antimicrobial sprays. There are several reasons for this, a key one being that bringing a product to market takes time. We're talking years of experimentation, finding a happy medium between comfort, style, and usability, and then tooling up machinery and training employees to make said products at scale. So a quick pivot to wipe down world was never going to happen. Another reason is that the furniture industry didn't fare too badly during the pandemic. Many brands did well just selling products already in their arsenals. Office furniture suppliers aimed tried and trusted designs at the domestic market for home workspaces, while the affluent with no opportunity to go on holiday spent their money on nice furniture for home renovations. Producing designs that bring joy is where this industry will remain. There is little delight to be found in design that feels cold, sterile, and isolates us from others. Makeshift adaptation has been the key ingredient for designs during the pandemic, but they've hardly been fun. Placing pot plants in alternate urinals to separate peeing men at posh pubs was a low point. Also, environmentally unfriendly plexiglass added to areas at a gut-wrenching sense of abandon was not easy to celebrate either. If we want to look properly at design's future, the furniture and the environments where we'll live and work, we need to examine the people who will be creating it. And this is where optimism can be drawn. Younger designers and graduates who the industry will rely upon to innovate have lived through this short period of pain, but have also been born into a warming planet. They're hungry to innovate, and they'll push manufacturers to do so as well. My favourite piece of design from a month of shows was a student project for a Muji exhibition in Milan. The paper wall pocket is designed by a Cal student, Lucy DeMartin, and is a simple storage structure made from sturdy laminated paper, which can be easily attached to walls and contains slimline stitched pockets. Space-saving and recyclable, it is affordable design for the masses. Also, unlike a pot plant in a urinal, it was design born of our times that will actually do us some good. You can read this column and plenty more in the latest design-focused edition of Monocle. And that's all for this week. If you're eager for more design stories, listen to our full-length program airing on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. London time. Today's episode was produced by Charlie Filmer Court and edited by Chris Ablakwa. I'm Nolan Giles. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.